Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM. ACREG, Hatskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia Counties. I'm Antonia, I'm 13, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Garrett, I'm 12, and I'm from New York City.
And I'm Emily. I am an adult from Hudson, and I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library.
Yay. So, Emily, because
so Antonia.
You work at a library, mm-hmm. You're around books. And so that is probably why you are on this show about books.
Right? It's part of it, but I actually started the show with Quinn, our friend Quinn. Hello, Quinn.
Hey.
Quinn is in Seattle.
Yeah.
And we started the show back in January of 2010. I think that was the year. But many years ago. And when we first started the show, it was sort of more of a random show where we talked about whatever we wanted. Sometimes we'd have themes and sometimes we wouldn't. But we realized at some point that we were always talking about books. So we decided to make it a book show.
Yay.
Cool.
Yeah.
So
that is actually how this came to be a book show.
Yay. And because of that, we are indeed a book show. And we are here every Monday from 3:30 to 4 p.m. talking about books. Books we love, books we're currently reading,
all that good stuff.
Yay. Yeah.
And it's also, this week we're also talking about WGXE.
We are?
Because we love WGXE, and it's the fall pledge drive.
Yay.
It's that time of year where we ask our listeners to help keep WGXE and shows like Bound by Books on the air. It's a very, very humble but necessary budget that needs to be covered and is covered largely through kind donations.
Definitely.
From listeners like you.
And you.
And you.
And you.
So we hope you'll join the fun and call in and pledge your support. Donations of any amount are welcome and appreciated and help WGXE to stay on the air.
But what's the number, Emily?
Huh. What is the number, Garrett?
The number is 518-697-7400.
Oh, that is one of the numbers. There's two numbers.
There are?
Really? I was surprised when you said that number because I was thinking of a different one.
Oh.
But that number works too. Feel free to call it.
What's the other number?
The other number is 518-828-0290.
Or online at wgxe.org/donate.
So many ways.
Whoa.
You can also stop by the studio.
You can.
And bring a check.
Yay.
In fact, I have a check in my pocket.
And you're at the studio.
I do. I have one. I remembered.
There it is.
Congratulations.
Oh. Yay.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yes. And there are some very nice incentives and premiums for donating, in addition to just feeling really nice about giving to your community radio station. The donations are all tax deductible.
Yay.
And there's some premiums, such as for a donation of $40, you can get a $20 gift certificate at John Doe Records. There's two fabulous...
Wait. John Doe Records?
Mm-hmm.
That's so... Oh, I went in there yesterday, and it was so cool. And they had, like, a bunch of Doors records, and they had Pink Floyd records, and then they also had, like, CDs. So, like, if you don't have a record player, you can also get, like... And they're so cool. Oh, my gosh. I love that place. Anyway, continue.
There's also some nice WGXE merchandise, like T-shirts and dope bags. The tote bag you can get with a donation of $25. The T-shirts, there's two designs. One comes with a donation of $50 and one with a donation of $100. And they're both fabulous.
Fabulous.
As are the tote bags. There's also a gift card for Two Boots Pizza. If you donate $100, you can get a $50 gift certificate.
And you can eat pizza because pizza's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you don't like pizza, they probably have other stuff.
I love pizza.
There. I like pizza, too.
I've met very few people in my life who do not love pizza.
My mom doesn't really like pizza, but she sort of
does. I haven't
met
her yet.
She just can't really eat wheat, so that's a problem.
Well, some restaurants have wheat-free pizza, I believe.
It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pick up.
Oh, and one other incentive for calling in is that for every donation that comes in support of Bound by Books or during Bound by Books. For each donation, we're going to donate a book to a local library somewhere in Greene and Columbia counties. So that's fun.
Yeah.
A little extra incentive. Give to the children. Woo. To the youths.
The youths like Garrett and I.
Yes.
Yeah.
Emily is a youth at heart.
Aw, thanks. I try.
Yeah. That's what happens when you read youth books.
And hang out with youths.
And yes.
On the radio.
Woo, radio.
Yeah.
But, you know, we talk about how we like WGHC and stuff, but this is really a book show. Mm-hmm. So, did you read any lovely books recently, Garrett?
I read The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian by Sherman Alexie.
Yay! We talked about that before.
Yeah.
Yay.
Really?
What was it? Yeah.
During Banned Books Week, we talked about it briefly, but we didn't review it.
So it's a banned book?
It is a frequently challenged book. I don't remember how many times it's actually been successfully challenged.
Oh, that's a really interesting mm-hmm. fact.
Some people don't think it is appropriate for people like you.
Hmm.
What did you think? Did you think it was appropriate?
I mean, I thought it was fine, but I think all books are fine, yeah. So I don't really have the best input on that.
Mm-hmm. So what's it about?
It's about a Native American 14-year-old boy who lives on a reservation in Washington State. And I think that's right. Somewhere in the Northwest. And he leaves his reservation and he goes to an all, like, white people's school for very wealthy people. And it's him trying to fit in as a really, really poor Native American and dealing with all the racism and all that bad stuff that happens in our world. And it's a really sweet story. So you should read it. It's a good book.
Was it absolutely true?
No, but it was semi-autobiographical. So Sherman Alexie was actually, he did actually live on a reservation in Washington State, and I'm pretty sure he did actually go to Reardon High School.
How lovely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did you like about it?
I liked the style of writing. I thought that although it was good at telling a story, it sort of reminded you of how a 14-year-old would write in a diary. And I thought it was a very moving book, like certain events. He really told them well. So yeah, it was good.
Was it written in like diary form, Matt?
Yeah, well, it was first person, and he included lots of drawings to accompany the story.
Yay! Mm-hmm. And did it say like December 21st, blah blah blah,
Monday? No. But it did have lines on the paper where one would write, I believe.
Oh,
but I could
cool.
be wrong. Actually, I think I am wrong. I'm thinking of something else. So, no, but it...
Close
The pictures in the book have the sort of impression that they've been taped on, like they have, quote-unquote, tape on them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a great book.
I really love that book. It's one of my favorites. I hesitate to... When people ask what your favorite book is, I don't have an answer. I often list like 5 or 6 books, but that's usually one of them.
I've never read it.
You should.
It's a very nice book.
Doesn't like Quinn live in Washington State?
She does. She lives in Seattle.
Yay!
Our friend Quinn. Yeah, one thing I like about the book is that it deals with a lot of serious issues and things that teens deal with, you know, every day, but also things that are specific to his situation and life on the res. And so it has these serious situations that deals with, but he does it in a way that even though it's emotional at times,
it's
is also lighthearted.
Comedic. Yeah.
Yeah, he's like the junior is a real resilient kid, and he's it makes it a fun read, albeit a serious one.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
It's a fun read with serious topics, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Who's it by?
Sherman Alexie.
Right. I think you said that already.
And I did.
And the artwork's by a woman named Ellen Forney. But technically, the artwork's and the book is by Junior. Or not technically. It's supposed to be written by Junior and drawn by Junior, but it's really written by Sherman Alexie and Ellen Forney.
There's this book I have in my house sitting on the floor right now, and I don't remember what it's called, but it has... It's like this artist made a bunch of illustrations, and they weren't any stories to accompany them, so they got a bunch of different writers... authors to write short stories to accompany the pictures, and Sherman Alexie did one, and it was good.
Huh. Yeah. I want to know what that book is. I'm so curious. You'll have
to let
us know. It's
like the Chronicles of someone.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a first name and a last name. So.
I think is it Chris Van Allsburg illustrations?
It might be. I think. I don't know.
We'll look it up during the break.
Yes.
And report back. We will.
Yay.
I haven't read that book yet, though. But now that I know that you like it, I'll go for it.
I mean, it's good when you just don't have anything to read and you think, huh, maybe I'll read a little short story that's kind of interesting and creative.
I read a book that did the opposite, where they took poems, I believe they were by Gertrude Stein, and then the artist drew illustrations for each of them. And the poems aren't very straightforward in terms of what you would imagine visuals to go along with it. So the artist had to be really creative in figuring out what to draw. But it makes for an interesting book to see two artists sort of collaborating, but not at like together, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good.
I read a book recently that didn't have any illustrations in it. But it had a really cool design on the front. It was like a circle thing. It was really short. It was like 80 pages long. 70, actually, I think. But it was okay because it wasn't like an actual story. It was a guide, sort of, but it wasn't a guide. I don't know how to describe it. But it was called The Lazy Man's Guide to Enlightenment. And it was really beat up when I got it. And it looked like it had been very loved. And it was basically just this guy who had this lovely theory that all objects and things, even inanimate objects and living people and living things and stuff, have vibration levels, which meant that... they, like, if you're really sad and enclosed or mad or unhappy or any negative emotion, basically, will go with a lower vibration level and make you feel like, sort of, you can't really experience, when you're, if you deny something, like, if say, you don't like spiders, and you deny the existence of spiders because you don't like them, then you are more likely to get harmed by a spider because you are denying that they exist. But if you are open and you acknowledge spiders and you you love yourself for hating spiders, you are less likely to get hurt by a spider. Only that the spider was just an example. It's like that with anything. And then... in order to reach like the highest vibration level, which is like enlightenment and where you do stuff that's fun, I guess, you have to learn to love everything. And even if you don't like something, like for example, I don't like motorcycles, you have to love yourself for hating motorcycles or whatever it is that you don't like. And it was really, really complicated, but it was lovely and I really liked it.
Sounds like a really interesting idea.
Yes.
What part of it is lazy?
It's lazy because it's a short book that just teaches you. He starts it off by being like, I'm really lazy, and I'm just writing this book to get out of actually having to give speeches about this, so I can just like type it up and then you can read it, and I won't have to do anything. So, yeah.
So you think the lazy part is both on the part of the author and on the part of the reader because it's a short book.
Yes.
So even though it's complicated.
Yeah, it's short and...
Short.
Yeah. Yeah. And he says in the beginning, like, none of these, the sentences in this book are there just because they sound nice. So, like, every sentence, it's really short because every sentence has, like, a specific message and a meaning in it. And it's not like you're reading a book and he's like, la 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 la, the flower was very purple.
That's like the Gettysburg Address. It's really short, exactly, except every little sentence counts.
Yes, indeed. Yay. Yeah.
Being concise is nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
That rhymes.
Being concise is very nice. Mm-hmm. And you can write poems about it because it rhymes.
Yes. Where did you pick up this well-loved book?
My friend gave it to me. And because he was like, wow, this is a really good book, you should read it. So I read it, and it was, he had given it to his other friend before, who had sorely abused it. And one time I was sitting on my bed reading this book, and I was like, read, la 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 la. And so I was just sitting there, and I didn't touch it or anything, because I was reading like the middle of a page, and the back cover of the book just fell off. Fell off into my lap, and I was like, oh, well then. So then I taped it back on for my friend, and it was all okay. And now, but it is actually a very wet book now, because last time when I came here, it was in my bag when it was raining. So, yeah. Isn't that nice?
That was very nice.
And when I picked up this book, and it was 70 pages long, I finished the book, and I went over to my friend's house, and they were like, a different friend, who's, yeah, my mom's friend actually, and they were like, oh, I got you a book. And I was like, really? Thanks, that's so cool. So they give it to me. So the second book that I read after I read the 70 page book is now a very large book of 1,065 pages. So it's sort of upgraded a bit.
Wow.
I think it might take a bit longer.
That's a big book.
Yes. Did you read any books, Emily? And were they medium sized?
I did read some medium sized books.
I personally like medium-sized books.
I'll talk about Battling Boy by Paul Pope, which is a graphic novel.
Oh, you have a shirt with that on
it. I do have a shirt with Battling Boy on it that I wore to the Battle of the Books.
Because you were battling.
Because you all were battling. And it had scary monsters on it, so I thought we could intimidate the competition. You know? But Battling Boy takes place in a city called Arcopolis, which is really hard to say because it sounds like Acropolis, but it's not. Mm-hmm. It's a place called Arcopolis, which is kind of overrun by monsters. It's a very dangerous place where monsters just come and like snatch up children and take them away to the underworld. And luckily they have a hero named Haggard West who fights the monsters. He's the hero of Arcopolis. Until one day he dies.
Oh,
oops. And it's sad.
Does the monster, like, kill him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Was it a special monster?
I don't know if he's special.
Was there,
like... I mean, he seems like he's somewhat of a nemesis, but it's... I'm not sure what his special abilities are, aside from being nasty.
Super great, amazing monster that was able to kill him?
I don't know enough about him yet.
Okay.
But he does seem bad in that he's been able to kill the hero and he causes some other trouble in the book.
Are you in the middle of it?
No, I finished this book.
Oh.
But then meanwhile, so that's happening on what I believe is planet Earth, because when you see a picture of the planet, it looks like Earth, mm-hmm. but it could be something that is very similar. But meanwhile, out somewhere else in the universe, there's a land of gods, and there is a demigod who is about to turn, I believe he's turning 13, and he's going to be sent on his rambling. It's rambling day.
Ingrid, we miss you.
Which means he's basically has to go and, you know, go off into the universe and become a champion, become a hero. So he gets sent to Arcopolis to fight monsters and be the hero that they need.
And also to find some lovely teenage girl named Ingrid who, when she read his book, fell in love with him magically.
I do think,
or will,
I do
if
think
does.
Ingrid would like Battling Boy because she does like her some demigods. Mm-hmm. And I think you would like him because he has some cool t-shirts.
Mm.
So he gets sent with a bag of goods, which includes a key to his apartment in the city, which is well stocked with ambrosia and all this nice stuff from home.
So,
but he also has a suitcase full of t-shirts, and each t-shirt has a different creature on it. Ooh. And when they're enchanted t-shirts, so when he wears them, he sort of takes on sort of the special gifts of that creature.
Oh,
so if he's a demigod, are these like the Greek gods in particular, or are they weird made-up gods?
I think they're weird made-up gods, but I don't know for sure.
Okay. So this book is coming out this month, or is it already out?
It just came out this month, so it is out. Nice. In the world.
So if you get it, you can be really original, and your friend will be like, wow, I have never seen that book before, and you'll be like, that's because it just came out.
It's true.
And is this book like a regular one book, or is it part of a series?
I sure hope it's part of a series, because it lives on a bit of a cliffhanger.
Oh.
And I got to the end and wanted more immediately, and I have to wait. But he fights some cool monsters, and he's a young demigod who's just started his rambling, so he has a lot to learn. And
does he ramble?
He does. He does do some rambling, but he does have to, you know, call in for help. And there's another character that gets introduced in this book, which is Haggard West, who is the original hero. So as soon as he dies, the daughter kind of goes into high gear, trying to kind of fill in where her father left out. So there's a character named Aurora who is taking over Haggard West's role.
Did you have a favorite character? Like, because did you like the other hero, or did you like this demigod, or did you like the monsters, or did you have
a favorite? I really like there's a monster named Humbaba, who's this crazy big monster. He's really colorful, and he eats cars and stuff, and that's all he does is just like eat things. And I really like his name, Humbaba, which they make fun of in the book, but I don't think he's gonna make it to book two. Aww. But so I really liked him. I really like the main character, Battling Boy, is charming, and I like I think he'll be fun to follow along as he sort of figures out how to work the shirts and in general how to like work in this world. And I think Aurora has a lot of promise, but you don't really see much of her in this book. She's sort of more in the background.
Does Battling Boy ever take the shirts to the dry cleaners?
Not yet, but he just got there. And he has several shirts, so he's only had to wear a few of them. But yeah, so it's a fun book, and I think the artwork is really beautiful and colorful, and I'm excited to read more.
Be cool if you could make new t-shirts.
Maybe you will. Although they were made in some enchanted spot on some enchanted loom.
Maybe Antonia could design some.
She probably could.
Yeah guys. I'm fabulous. Well, Emily talks about comic books a good amount.
I do like comic books
a lot.
And
so if you wanted to hear about the other comic books that Emily had talked about, or even just random books that I talked about, or another show with Garrett on it, which was from earlier, or anything, you could visit our blog
at
wearebound.wordpress.com. And you could also see other reviews and written reviews by Garrett and some other fancy fun stuff too. And that would be fun. And then you could be like, wow, I loved that blog, and this is like the coolest show ever, so I should email them. At wearebound@gmail.com.
Yay. It's true.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. But in the meantime, while we are breaking, we hope you'll consider calling in and pledging your support of WGXE. We're in the extended version of the pledge drive. The radio station has raised just over 25,000, but we're trying to make it up to 35,000. And so this is our final push on Bound by Books to get some donations in.
Please.
So we hope you'll join us in supporting WGXE. Pledges of any support are welcome. The number to call is 518-828-0290.
Online at wgxe.org/donate.
Again, that's 518-828-0290.
Or 518-697-7400.
We do offer choices here.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Bye.
Bye.
Go.
This is Nicholas Cristiano from Athens. You are listening to WGXC Hands On Radio for Greene County and Columbia County.
Welcome back, radio listeners. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported Hands On Radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Yes, yes, indeed, indeed.
Antonia took a nap during the break, apparently.
I did. It was a 4-minute nap.
It was very nice.
Very short nap, yeah. But we are currently in the middle of the fall pledge drive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here at WGXC.
Woo!
Yay.
We're hoping to do our part to encourage listeners, kind listeners out there, to call in and pledge their support of WGXC. And all the fantastic work that is done for our community here on WGXC.
Yes, and because WGXC is nice, and you should support it because it's cool. And it doesn't even matter any, because any amount counts, so you can pledge, like, a little bit or a big a bit. And how many... However much you can contribute, it's really greatly appreciated.
Mm-hmm. To make a pledge, you can call 518-828-0290
or 518-697-7400
or online at wgxc.org/donate
or stop by the studio.
What?
We're here in Hudson. You can stop by. We'll wave to you through the little glass
window
if you come back.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we promised an update on the mysterious book that I mentioned with all the different pictures and the stories that go with them. And that book is The Chronicles of Harris Burdick. 14 Amazing Authors Tell the Tales with an Introduction by Lemony Snicket.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bunch of really cool, like, pencil drawings. And
by Chris Van Allsburg, who you may know as the illustrator of Jumanji.
What?
Did he really do Jumanji?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And there are 14 stories by Sherman Alexie, who I talked about, M.T. Anderson, Kate DiCamillo,
mm-hmm.
Cory Doctorow, Jules Pfeiffer, Stephen King, Tabitha King, Stephen King's wife, Lois Lowry,
yay.
Gregory McGuire, Walter Dean Myers, Linda Sue Park, Louis Satcher, John
Sietzka. I never know exactly
maybe.
How to pronounce his name.
And Lemony Snicket and Chris Von Allsburg himself. And... yeah, it's a collection of short stories, and on the cover is one of the
illustrations
that are talked about.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big, huge cruise ship going through a canal in Venice, and it's knocking down a bunch of buildings. It's kind of funny in a little way. Yeah.
It looks like a very neat book. I find that often when there's sort of compilations of stories, there's usually an author in there whose name you've just never heard of. And it's maybe like one or two headliners sort of that kind of draw attention to the book. In this book, every single one of those authors is like well-esteemed and well-regarded.
I didn't necessarily know all the authors, but I looked through the back to see... it had a little description of the authors next to the illustration that they wrote about. And I'm like, whoa, I've read books by these people.
Mm-hmm.
This is cool. Yeah.
Most of those authors that you mentioned I had heard of before, mm-hmm. if not read.
Yes, yes.
So true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a couple of them. Louis Satcher... Sachar, is that how you pronounce it? How
it's Sachar.
Sachar.
you have to listen to an
Holes.
Interview. Yeah, that book's great.
It's a great book, which is about a boy who is framed for a crime and is sent to a...
like a camp. But
yeah,
a
camp for juvenile delinquents. But there's
and they have to
mystery.
Dig holes.
Yeah, 5 by 5 by 5. And there's a bit mystery about the camp, and there's mm-hmm. all the different things that happen. It's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we read a book by Linda Sue Park in the Battle of the Books.
We did?
It's called Keeping Score.
Oh.
It's about a young girl who learns how to keep score in baseball, sort of old school style.
There were a lot of baseball books at Battle of the
Yeah,
books.
They love their baseball. Those librarians. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm really tired. Yes.
What would wake you up? Would it wake you up if Garrett talked about a book?
Yes. Yes, it would.
Because we don't get to see Garrett every week because yeah. he lives in the city. But lucky for us, 3-day weekend, he's up here.
What?
I'm talking about Ender's Game, which is slightly relevant because the movie is coming out on November 1st. Yeah. It is a book about, like, Earth in the future, where people are smarter. And aliens have invaded. So, what happens is there's this kid, Ender Wiggins. Love that name, Wiggins. And he is... sent to this place called Battle School, which is where they take 6-year-old kids and they train them on how to they're trying to find one special kid who can fight off the next alien invasion. And there's they teach the kids through these games, which are like there are all these teams, and they go into this zero-gravity room, and they jump around and shoot each other with little freeze guns. And if you get shot, you're frozen, and you can do nothing. But Ender's special, and he figures out a way to win all the games, so he's doing his thing. But and then it's the story of how he goes through his school. Yeah.
Yay!
Yay!
That sounds pretty cool. Yeah, so I know a lot of people are really excited about this. My friend is reading it, and he said that he really likes it, too. But, yeah, I've never read it. Have you read it, Emily?
I did a while ago, and I did enjoy it at the time. And at the time, I also thought it would make a good movie, so I'm curious to
well,
see
they
if they
the
pulled it off.
Now they have the technology to do all the cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. I'm also, I can't say anything. It'll be a spoiler. Never mind. I'm curious how they pull off one aspect of the story. That would be a total spoiler, so I'm not going to say anything.
I'll ask you about it later.
Okay, secrets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of secrets, we have a non-secret, or a secret to share. I want to send a thank you out to one of our listeners.
Thank you, Cam Bellamy. She's a big fan of Bound by Books. And she made a generous donation, just like she did last time, too.
Oh, loyal listeners.
So, yeah.
Thanks, Cam Bellamy.
That is really special. And now I can't go to college because she's just giving too
we'll
much of
out.
Money to the radio show. But, yeah, thanks. That's great.
Thank you, Cam.
Yeah, thanks, Cam.
We appreciate it.
And we also had a nice donation before our show in support of Bound by Books from Teresa in Stuyvesant
we did?
Falls. So that was nice. So thank you, Teresa.
That's so
thank
nice.
You.
We appreciate your support.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Wow. Oh, and last week, my sister was having trouble getting on the phone. Sarah Frumpkin out there in Portland, Oregon, also made a donation last week, and I didn't get to properly thank her on the radio show, so thank you,
Frumpkin.
Dear sister, listener.
Sister. Sisters are nice. I don't have a mm-hmm. sister. Do you have a sister, Garrett?
No, I do not.
Sisters?
They're very nice when they are. Which luckily my sister is. Very nice.
So you look just like your sister.
I do. It's true.
I almost said hi, Emily, one time when she was up here and I saw her. And then I realized it was your sister.
That's silly.
Does your sister like books too?
She does. She is actually a reading specialist in, I think it's an elementary school. She used to be a third grade teacher and then she became a reading specialist.
Oh, how nice.
And my nephew, who is 3 or soon to be 3, also loves reading.
I guess.
And he has a very big book collection because people buy him books all the time, especially his librarian aunt and his librarian.
Whoa, he has a librarian
grandmother.
Aunt? Who's that?
So he's sort of spoiled.
Books run in your blood.
Yes.
So they like books, and if you are a listener and you like books too, or you just like WGXC, or you like Emily and her lookalike sister, or even Garrett.
And his non-sister.
Yeah, which is a pretty crazy idea, I know. But you could you could call in and you could donate just like Cam Bellamy and Frumpkin.
Sarah Frumpkin.
And Teresa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the number is
518-828-0290.
Or online at wgxc.org/donate.
Or 518-697-7400.
Yeah, that too.
I'm loving this number.
It's a good number.
Yeah.
I like the other number better, Garrett.
Well, I like my number.
I have to say the best part about the number is it feels really good when you put your fingers on the keys and type it out.
It does.
Feels so good. You should try it. Give us a call.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or if you're using one of the really old telephones, you can go round and round and round.
You can, if you have one of
those. My mom just got a new phone today, and she was trying to figure out how you would answer a call. And I bet it would feel really nice pushing the numbers on her phone because she got an iPhone. And I said, Mom, I think how you
really
answer a call is when you push the large red answer button at the bottom that says answer call. That might be a good way to answer it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it doesn't, you can have like any kind of phone at all and you can try pushing buttons and the numbers and it'll be really cool.
It's good practice for all those people with new phones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or old phones and they just want to don't call that much.
Yeah. Good finger exercise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did want to also share some of the exciting books that are coming out this week.
Ooh.
Because there's a lot of good books. Next week, Antonia's going to just about die with all the good books coming out next week, but we'll get to those next week. So this week...
I know which one you're talking about, and I'm so excited, and I wanted to talk about it, but you're just going to do it now.
I'm not, because that's not out until next week. But this week, there's a couple sort of sequels in new installments and series that are very popular that are coming out. There's a book called Now I'll Tell You Everything, which is the 28th and final volume in Phyllis Reynolds Naylor's Alice McKinley series, which is a very big book. It's about 500 pages.
That's not 1,065 pages, though, Emily.
No, but compared to these books are normally kind of smaller books. But my understanding of it is that it's the 28th and final volume, so they're trying to sort of give this as a gift to fans who want to know what happens after.
Mm.
So it goes through college, marriage, child rearing, and so on.
Oh, nice.
So it's 500 pages of what happens to your favorite characters in the Alice series.
Hmm.
There's also the third book in the Unwind Distology, which is called An Unsold. And I believe Quinn talked about Unwind on the show. And at the time, that was the first book in the series. She thought it was a standalone and was really excited. But then we found out it was a series.
Oh.
So the third book in that series is out this week. There's also Just One Year by Gail Forman, which is the follow-up to Just One Day. And the first book sort of told Allison's side of the tale. It's about this one day where they have this romance.
Yeah.
And that's about how that affects their lives. So the first book told Allison's side of the tale, and this one tells Willem's tale of the following year. So it's called Just One Year. And I know Gail Forman's book, If I Stay, was very popular among Bound by Books youth. Yes, and then for perhaps some slightly younger readers, in one case very younger, although I love this series and I'm older, but the Elephant and Piggy series is having its 20th book come out.
These are so cute.
It's called I'm a Frog. It's by Mo Willems.
I'm a human.
I love Mo Willems, and I love Elephant and Piggy. And it's about pretending. So, Elephant and Piggy, you know. I'm a frog. The actress Octavia Spencer actually has a new book coming out. It's her debut book. It's called The Case of the Time Capsule Bandit. And it's about a girl sleuth who has some sort of, like, Jackie Chan moves as well. So it's been plugged to sort of a mix between Nancy Drew and Jackie Chan.
Bruce Lee is so much better.
And then Bruce Lee was also mentioned.
Really?
It's a mix between, like, those three.
Bruce Lee is so cool that he's awesome. That's how cool he is.
I also like Nancy Drew and Jackie Chan quite a bit. Bruce Lee. Those are three great people to be compared to.
I like Jackie Chan, too. But I must admit that Bruce Lee is the best. Mm-hmm. And my mom really likes Nancy Drew. She read, like, all of them as a kid while eating pixie sticks.
I just liked looking at the covers. I remember looking at the covers of the original Nancy Drew books. But I don't think I ever read one. I need to do that sometime.
Yeah.
There's also, I talked about it, I believe last week, the All the Wrong Questions series by Lemony Snicket, who's come up a couple times in the show as well.
Yeah,
but When Did You See Her Last?, which is the second book in the All the Wrong Questions series, is coming out this week. And then one that I'm really excited for, Explorer, The Lost Islands, which is a graphic novel compilation edited by Kazuo Kibuishi, who does the Amulet series, is what he's probably best known for.
I wanted to read that, but then I went back to the library and someone had taken the other book out, and I was really sad.
I found out.
He also just did the redesigns
Emily.
Of the Harry Potter books.
Ooh.
So the new design, there's new covers for all the Harry Potter books,
really?
And they're done by Kazuo Kibuishi. But so the first installment of Explorer was Explorer the Mystery Boxes. And so there were all these different stories, sort of short comics, contributed by different comic artists. And they all were connected through the fact that they had something to do with a mystery box or a mysterious box. But they were different boxes in each story. And this one is The Lost Islands. So that's the sort of thematic connection between all the stories, is that it has to do with island settings.
Oh.
And some of the same contributors are back, like Rana Telgemeier, who we also love here, and Dave Roman, and of course Kazuo Kibuishi contributes to that as well.
And
so those are just
cool,
those are just a handful of the new releases coming out this week.
Yay.
Wonderful.
So we have a lot to look forward to.
And
Hooray.
Forward. And yay. That sounds lovely, Emily. And then you should tune in next week for the new releases that are coming out that week, because it's really exciting and I'm super excited about it, and I'm going to get really happy and super duper excited, and it's going to be really cool, and oh my gosh, it's crazy, and it's like super exciting, and then you might get really excited too, and you might not have known it, but you probably did if you're a fan of that book, and it's really exciting, and yay! Yeah.
All right.
So, yeah. That's all I have to say about next week.
But we'll be sad to lose Garrett for next week. That's the downer about next week. Garrett must leave us.
But he may be back.
Sometime. But he can always visit us through the blog.
Yes, he can. And he can write written reviews, and you can read those too.
Yeah.
Because
there is a blog review, or a review on the blog from Garrett that was posted fairly recently that is excellent.
Yay.
Lord of the Flies.
It's a great book.
My finger
a great review of a great book.
Thanks.
Well done, well done. And so if you want to see that review and visit our archives and see some other
reviews. Antonia did a
review. She
did. Of
Minder by Kate Knack a very long time ago. And I should probably write another review.
Yeah. And Quinn has a few reviews up there, and so does Maddie.
Yay.
Our friends from afar.
Farther
than Garrett.
Land.
Yeah.
That should be a word. A farther.
It should indeed.
Yeah. But you can visit our blog at wearebroundbybooks.wordpress.com.
And you can email us at wearebroundbybooks@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be like, wow, I really like their other their previous shows too that I hadn't heard before, and I'd like to hear more of them, so I should support that, and I should do that by calling 518-828-0290 and supporting WGXC.
Yes. Or calling 518-697-7400.
Or you can visit online at wgxc.org/donate.
Or come by the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And practice pushing buttons and stuff.
There's some very nice people ready to answer your calls, so we hope you'll consider calling in to donate anytime, today, tomorrow, online.
Yeah.
Donations are always accepted. I haven't heard of one being turned away.
You might call in and be like, hi, I'd like to donate, and we would be like, no. But that probably wouldn't happen ever.
Unless you wanted to donate, like, stinky socks or something like that.
Yeah.
Although they'd probably find some creative use for it.
Yeah, they probably would, actually. It's true. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. However much you can give, it all counts.
Yeah. So, again, the number to call is 518-828-0290. We hope you have a great week.
Great.
Happy reading.
Happy reading. Yeah. Woo-woo.
Thanks again to Garrett for joining Antonia and I today.
Thank you.
Yay. It's a pleasure.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.